Time for this week's Cypress Hills Destination Area Piffles Player Profile.
I really want to know. Tell me who are you.
This week, you're going to learn a lot more about Mike Edom, linebacker slash defensive back for the Riders. Here's our conversation.
Mike Edom, here of the Riders here. You've become a big part of the Riders defense, especially this year. What's it like playing in a Chris Jones defense?
That's fun. You know, one of the best parts about playing Chris Jones defense is coming in on day one, day after the next work after a game and seeing what new, you know, he's got schemed up. So it's fun. Every week is different, you know, different scheme, you know, a lot of stuff carry over, but it's stuff that you do so much and then, you know, it becomes innate. And so it's just, you know, you're thinking less. So, I mean, I love it.
You're able to just go out and play.
Just go out and play.
So
think
played,
less.
You played safety.
Play faster.
Played half. You played a little bit of corner as well.
Played linebacker.
Everywhere.
Yep.
So, like, is there one of those spots that you like better?
Well, people forget I played linebacker in college coming out, right? So I've got a special love for linebacker. But there's nothing like getting an interception. So I also got a love for play DB too. And you know what? I love football. I'm a football fan to start with. So any magnitude of the game for me is always fun.
All right. Now, I'm not sure people realize exactly how much time a football player puts into it, but outside of practice, the film work, yeah, the weight room, how much time does it take to be a pro football player?
You know, the biggest thing is, you know, the older you get, the more cautious you got to be, the more attention you got to pay to your body, right? And understanding the scheme, you know, watching yourselves, understanding your scheme, you know, things you do that gives away tips. You know, you got to self-scout. And then, you know, just understanding what the other offense is trying to do in terms of first down, you know, personnel-wise. You know, you can watch a receiver, you know, how he approaches a line. Certain things just give you a little bit of an edge so you can play faster. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever you got to do.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, just do it. Make sure you're ready on game day and you're ready to play fast.
All right. Now, you're born in Nigeria, correct?
Yes, I am.
Do you ever go back there?
Kind of embarrassed to say this, but no, I haven't been back there since I came here. But my parents and sisters have been back. You know, playing football, you don't really get that time off as everybody else does. So I've always been in the middle of football season, so I never got a chance to go. But, you know, before I get married, I'm thinking of taking my fiance down there so she knows where I come from.
Any immediate plans to go at all or just after marriage?
Before marriage. Any immediate plans to get married? We'll stay tuned.
All right, now you've played for Montreal, Hamilton, BC, and here.
Yeah.
What's really the best city to play for?
Football-wise?
Yeah.
It's got to be Regina. Like you always a rider. Like, you never stop being a rider. That's the only thing I realized about Regina.
You can have groceries.
Right. Like, in BC, you can, you know, put some regular clothes on and sneak out, and you might not get recognized, right? And Montreal, I mean, you can be just a regular person until you speak and they realize you don't speak French, you got an American accent, then they know you're an Alouette. But here, you know, you always a rider. You go grocery store. I mean, I've been grocery shopping at, had a craving at like 10 o'clock at night, went out to get a roll of cookie dough, and a little kid came up to me, you know, tugged my pants because I had the rider pants on, and his mom asked me to sign something, and that's when it hit me, like, it's 10 o'clock at night, I'm still signing autographs.
Back to
bed. Right, like, I was like, what are you doing here? But yeah, you never stop being a rider, so it's fun.
Now, the day before a game, what's the best CFL city to be in?
The day before a game, I would have to give it to Regina, too. And I say that, and it's not trying to be biased, but I realized when we played in Montreal, we had a West Coast, a couple West Coast games, we were out here for a week, and we stayed in Regina after we played Regina, SAS, right? And I can remember 2 days before the game, right before we left to go to the other West Coast game, we saw the Rider fans wearing their gear, and I was like, the weight team's not even here yet. They take it very serious, so they make you proud to be a Rider.
Now, what does Mike Edom do with his downtime?
Oh, man. What I do with my downtime? Well, we spend a lot of time playing football and being committed to football, so downtime, I like to hang out with my girlfriend when she's in town. And if she's not, I like to get in time with my teammates, to get to know my teammates better, and just, you know, help build chemistry on the field.
All right, where's the best place in Regina to hang out?
Well, everyone has their own little – I have two spots. I got a clubhouse. There's a clubhouse in my building where they let me get it at nighttime after the game. So I got a pool table, have the guys over, and it's pretty chill. But the manager of Brewhouse, Canadian Brewhouse, does, you know, take care of us when we go there. So that's also – if I'm trying to get out the house, yeah, that's also another good spot.
When did you realize that you loved football and knew that this was it? I have to be a pro football player.
When my career was almost over in high school, I didn't have any offers. I was in grade 12, and I didn't want to stop playing football. So it was either go to work or go back to high school for another year, one another semester, try to get your grades up and get scouted, right? So, I mean, that day and then, like my fourth year in high school, I was on the field and everyone's walking off and we were saying bye to our older players. And I was one of them, and I realized I didn't have any offers because I never played football, you know, my whole life. I'm a soccer player. And that's when I realized I wanted to keep playing. So, you know, came back for another year, went to CJUP, and then got noticed and went to McGill.
Now, outside of football, what inspires you?
Outside of football, what inspires me? My older sister.
How come?
She's a brain surgeon.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and she's always been on the D's list, being a brain surgeon in her class, and she's always been the top of her class. And it's so crazy because she was an athlete first, just like I was. You know, growing up in Nigeria, we ran track. She was always faster than me, played soccer. She was always better than me in soccer. And we came to Canada, and she ran track in school, and she was faster than the other kids, and I thought she was going to do something with it. And then right before high school, she says, I'm going this route with the books, and just kind of puts it aside. And I actually till today don't understand how you do that, because I don't want to be in an office job, right? I love this. This is work for me, right? So she took a different path, and I respect her for that. And, you know, I used to get in trouble a lot as a kid until, you know, one day she asked me, what are you passionate about? And that kind of put my life in perspective. So she's always been my role model, inspiration, motivation.
Now outside of family and football, what's your biggest love?
Outside of family and football?
Can't cop out on those. Those are two easy ones.
Man, I love fast cars.
Yeah?
Yes. I go to dealerships and tell the dealers that I'm trying to buy a car.
Let them take it
so
out.
So I can take a test drive. I'm about to hit up this Cadillac dealership today, actually. Test drive. What's the high-end Cadillac? Nah. The one, there's one they got with about 700 horsepower. Mm-hmm. They had it sitting on the showroom. I drove by and I saw it and I was like, I want to test drive that. So I go around dealerships.
Okay. I'll post this after you go do that just so they don't hear in cat. I don't want to ruin that for you.
Right.
Now, if you could ask any one person one question, who would you ask or who would you talk to and what would you ask them? It could be absolutely anybody.
I'd like to ask Nelson Mandela how he kept on believing and staying strong while being incarcerated, knowing that brighter days were coming. I think, you know, just following his career, and my dad was telling me about him, and, you know, his autobiography. It takes a strong person to know that, you know, through the storm, there's brighter days ahead. And I just want to know what kept him believing and what kept him that strong to his faith.
Do you have any hidden talents?
I snore probably louder than an old lineman. Yes, that is my hidden talent. I probably snore more than all the old linemen. If you ask Sam Hurl, he'll probably confirm that. He's my roommate
on the road.
Yeah, he's my roommate on the road. And he wakes up looking tired as hell, and I feel bad for him because we have a game in a few hours, and he's just so tired because I snore a lot. All the night, he brought the earplugs in, and then I woke up at 3 a.m. The earplugs were out because obviously they weren't working. So I think that's my hidden talent, which is terrible, but yes, that's my hidden talent, snoring.
All right, we'll go a little bit of lightning round here for you.
Okay.
Favorite cereal?
No, actually, Corn Pops.
Corn Pops?
Yeah, there's so many, but Corn Pops is the one I would have 10 out of 10 times.
All right. Rice Krispie Squares or Puff Wheat Squares?
Rice Krispie Squares.
Dinner and movie or dancing?
Dancing. I fall asleep in movies.
Favorite actor or actress?
Favorite.
If you're still awake during the movie.
Favorite actor has to be Denzel Washington. Favorite actress, I've got to think of Angelina Jolie, so can't go wrong with that.
Best concert you've ever seen?
Best concert? Man, I can't remember, but this was a rock concert in Calgary, Flame Central, and I was working the concert, and I've never seen anything like it before. Rock stars are really rock stars. Like, it was a rock concert. I think it was, not AC/DC.
It wasn't Motorhead, was it?
No, it was like...
So you weren't the guy that was kicking me out of that show?
No, they had like fire going and like, yeah, the mosh pit. I never thought girls were in the mosh pit. And then you see girls...
It's
and
scary.
You, oh, it is. No, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. But I was entertained the whole time. Like, I don't think I was working that day. But yeah, I think it was a rock concert.
Right, biggest celebrity crush?
Biggest celebrity crush? Oh, Megan Fox. Don't tell my girlfriend that, though.
Of course not. And if you could tell Rider fans one thing about yourself that they wouldn't know, what would it be?
I'm a big kid. I'm a big kid at heart. My teammates and I try to act tough and I try to look tough, but if you know me well, I'm a big kid at heart. I like joking around, I like making jokes, clowning around, keeping things light.
Just love having fun.
Just love having fun.